This is your tech news briefing for Friday, December 6th. I'm Kateri Yoakum from the newsroom of The Wall Street Journal in New York. From ride-sharing companies to online babysitting services to social media platforms, internet marketplaces have long argued that it's the seller's responsibility, not theirs, to make sure that the goods being sold on their sites are safe. And Amazon has been one of the loudest voices. But a series of new lawsuits about hoverboards that caught fire right after they've been given as gifts for the holidays is testing whether that argument will hold up in court. We'll have reporter Alexandra Berzon here to tell us all about it. But first, let's check some headlines. Huawei is raising the stakes in its battle against the U.S. government. The world's largest telecom company has filed another legal challenge against the FCC, which is trying to restrict Huawei's business in the U.S. even further. The FCC is concerned that the Chinese company could present a national security threat. Huawei says the ruling violates its right to due process. The suit is part of the company's latest strategy to fight for its place in the U.S. market and improve its public image around the world. A lawsuit has been filed against the Trump administration over a regulation that requires foreigners applying for a U.S. visa to list their Facebook, Twitter, and other social media accounts. The State Department began enforcing the new policy earlier this year and said it would apply to accounts used within the last 5 years. The suit argues that the practice violates constitutional rights of speech and association. And in the last month, smartphones have accounted for more than 35% of online sales, according to Adobe Analytics. So far, social media networks aren't a big part of that, but Instagram is trying to get a slice of the pie. To drive sales, they're introducing new features like shopping tags, which link to products shown in Insta photos. The social media platform is also investing in exclusive partnerships with influencers like tennis star Serena Williams. For more, head to WSJ.com. Back in 2015, hoverboards were the must-have holiday gift, until they started catching on fire in people's living rooms. 4 years later, those hoverboards are at the center of a series of lawsuits that could have a huge impact on the future of the internet marketplaces that sold them, like Amazon. Alexandra Berzon joins us from Los Angeles. Alexandra, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much.
So let's go back to December 2015. Remind us what happened with these hoverboards.
Well, these hoverboards started showing up on the internet, especially on Amazon, and there were, I think at various times, we've seen now there were 60,000 different listings of hoverboards, and they were all purporting to be slightly different models, but many of them were essentially generic. There was no real idea of who was making them or what, you know, there's no real brand attached to it. And so what happened is that there started being news reports of fires around the country with hoverboards, and it was kind of hard to figure out. There was no real pattern as far as, you know, what company was making them or where they were even coming from.
So how did this all get kind of traced back to Amazon?
Consumer Product Safety Commission, who regulates consumer safety, they started getting on the case and were doing investigations during that time. And we've seen about 57 of their investigation reports. They're quite detailed reports, and they cover from the fall of 2015 to the first 2 months or so of 2016 is the ones that we've been looking at. And they show that they were interviewing the families as well as fire department officials. They figured out that they were coming, about half of them were being bought on Amazon, but they were having a really hard time figuring out who was making them. Most of them were coming in these boxes that would say smart balance wheel, and it was like literally the same box. So it looked like it was the same product, but in fact, what was inside was a little bit different. So it was just a box someone was buying and then putting something in it.
So they started investigating the complaints, and normally one would think, okay, this is about the product, so they would be starting to launch lawsuits against the product, but they started launching lawsuits against Amazon. Why?
It was really hard to figure out. In some states, you can sue the seller for product liability as well. In this case, figuring out who the manufacturer was extremely difficult, if not impossible in most cases. And the seller, while you might get a name from Amazon, oftentimes they had no real way to contact them or get them to respond. Many were in China. Some had addresses in the U.S. And Amazon, their argument was basically, well, Amazon, you're the one facilitating the sale and opening up this marketplace. Therefore, you're basically acting as the seller. Or their other argument is saying, well, Amazon, you knew of dangers and you kept selling the hoverboards. So they were saying that you should be held responsible for that. And Amazon's argument has been, well, we're not the seller and we didn't have enough information to act.
So walk us through that argument. I mean, you go into a store, you buy a product, you walk out, you would argue that the store is the seller of the product. Amazon is an online marketplace. How is Amazon not the seller?
Well, Amazon says, you know, we're a marketplace, we're facilitating the sale. You have we're like a flea market. And the courts have largely held that that's true. There's been some cases, though, that have really started to challenge that, where courts have started to hold that Amazon should actually be considered more like a seller. And so that's still an open question, I think, legally.
So what makes this case kind of unique and maybe a turning point for this argument for courts to actually maybe come out with a different decision in what exactly the role of Amazon? And to be clear, it's not just Amazon, right? It's anyone who has this similar kind of marketplace.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things about Amazon that I don't know if it's so much a legal distinction necessarily, but it is something that people talk a lot about who are in these situations, is that there has been a real misunderstanding from the buyer and the consumer as far as who Amazon is. So oftentimes when people are buying something, and in these cases, you really see this a lot, they thought they were buying it from Amazon because they also sell many items themselves. And the name of the seller is often quite small. And a lot of times people are not even aware that they're buying it from another person and that they're not buying it from an entity that could be held responsible if something wasn't safe.
And this case, one of the things you mentioned before was that it was very hard to discern where these hoverboards were actually coming from and who was actually the seller. And it doesn't sound like Amazon had a great deal of information about that either. Is that one of the main arguments that people are making in this case? And is Amazon going to be held accountable for that here in a different way than it would in another case?
That's been among the arguments in general in some of the product liability cases. I think in the hoverboard case, what's kind of making it unique, Amazon did have quite a bit of knowledge in terms of what they knew about the hoverboards and the actions that they took. And they actually took more actions than they normally have in many of the other situations. So in the case of the hoverboards, Amazon had an internal investigation. They did find that there had been consumer complaints going back as far as April of 2015. And they actually did stop selling hoverboards at one point, but they sent an email saying that there had been news reports of safety issues and that people could return the hoverboards. They did not say that there had been fires, and they did not say that they had taken all the hoverboards down. So what happened is a number of the hoverboards that had previously been sold did end up having fires. And so one of the arguments that those folks are now making is, well, Amazon, you did have some knowledge. And so therefore, in one of the cases, they're saying, you know, you did sort of assume a certain responsibility by sending this letter, but the letter did not have enough information.
Amazon was under fire for this, but it's obviously still one of the main places that people go for holiday shopping. In the wake of this hoverboard disaster, has Amazon changed anything about the way that they vet products since this hoverboard incident? Should people be worried going into the holiday season? What should they be looking for?
Yeah, one of the documents that we've seen, Amazon definitely did a kind of close look at some of their practices and made changes. And hoverboards, I think I've spoken to former employees, have talked about that as kind of a turning point there. And it really was kind of a wake-up call inside, I think. But, we did have a story over the summer where we found that there were a number of products that were on Amazon's own list of restricted products that were still getting onto the site. These were things that had been recalled or there were other issues with, and Amazon itself was saying, you're not supposed to sell these, but they were unable to actually keep them off of their marketplace. And I think the reason is because there's just so much, and it's such a flooded, same kind of thing that happened with the hoverboard, is even when they want to have control and they do put resources towards that, but the volume is such that it has become, quite difficult to do that, it seems.
Alexander Berzon on Amazon and those burning gifts, the hoverboards. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That was your Tech News Briefing. I'm Kateri Yoakum from The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.